experiences and how they feel, and share our anxieties and our hopes. Noel on the line from San Carlos. You're on the Giant 68 KMBR. I'm Leo Laporte.
Yeah, I had a question for you.
Sure.
If the thing of the war in the Gulf continues to grow, are they going to start the draft? Or?
Well, all I can do is quote the man in charge of the Selective Service for the Bay Area who said absolutely, positively not.
Oh, so?
But I don't know if that's true, because if a prolonged war continues, I would imagine that the volunteer force would be not insufficient, that they would have to draft people. Certainly if they want to rotate people back to America after a year or so of service in Saudi Arabia, as they did in Vietnam, I think they'd have to draft people. But let's hope it doesn't go that long. But again, to quote the Selective Service, at least the local representative, no.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you draft age?
I am just turning 20.
So that must be a pleasant prospect for you.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that, no.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Marshall on the line from Concord. You're on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Hi.
Hi, Marshall.
I'd like to take a step to the invasion here.
All right.
And
you think it was the right thing to do?
Yeah, I do. I'm 20 years old, and I'm just going to go with what I know so far, and that's I'd like to throw out the turkey in the water shutoff thing, because I've never heard of that before.
I'd never heard it either, and I'd sure like to know where that came from, and I neglected to ask him, and I wish I had. I'll try to find out. We're going to be talking tomorrow and Friday at the same time about these issues, and maybe I can find out before then.
Yeah.
If that was an option, I'd sure like to know about it and why we didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. But what we do know is Hussein's crazy. He's got chemical warfare he's not afraid to use on anybody.
Yep.
He's had nuclear research going on to make a bomb.
Doesn't have one yet.
Not yet.
You know, in the past we have handled other people who have had the... By the way, making one bomb is a big difference from making 100 or 1,000. And nobody says he'd make more than one or two. So that takes a lot of plutonium.
Well, even then, the damage with just one bomb is quite a bit.
Yeah.
But and with all the military sanctions, it didn't seem to be working too well, and we can't just sit around and wait until he does finally make some.
I just hope this is over quickly, and that, you know, if 5 days from now Saddam Hussein says, all right, I give up, I'd be a lot more likely to back you up. I'm just afraid that we're going to get into a prolonged ground war, and that's a terrifying thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to see that, because then I'd get drafted.
You'd get drafted. That's right, Marshall. You don't want to go.
No, I don't. I'd like to see it end before I go.
Now, I thought you supported this, Marshall.
I do.
But you're not...
I don't want to go, but if I got drafted, I'd go.
You'd go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.